The hour of the time may be contacted at HOT. That's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942. And our website is www.hourofthetime.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Cooper, and Alan Weiner has asked me to take the microphone on this probably worst day in the history of the entire world for what we're witnessing now today is most probably the herald of at least the redefinition of freedom, and most probably its death. Can you imagine the absolute? Well, I guess you can, because you're probably as shocked as the rest of the world. And I can assure you that the entire world is affected by this. There are probably at least over 5,000 people dead. At least. Minimum. It could be as high as 10 or 20,000 or even more. You see, 50,000 people work in the World Trade Center buildings, and both of them first had aircraft, large commercial-type aircraft, crash into them intentionally, and then both of the towers have come down, collapsed upon themselves. The Pentagon, where tens of thousands of people work also, another commercial-type aircraft has crashed into the Pentagon. Another one, and it's only a guess, was maybe trying to reach Camp David, has crashed before it reached its target. There is speculation that there may be other airplanes in the air headed toward targets elsewhere in the country. All airports, for the first time in the history of this nation, are closed. All government buildings in Washington, D.C., including the White House, have been evacuated. All government officials, members of Congress, members of the United States Senate, White House staff, have gone to their underground hard sites. The military has been deployed in Washington, D.C. Several state governors have called up the National Guard. You can expect at any time a declaration of martial law nationwide. And when that happens, there could be terrible consequences. Governments, when they're attacked like this, lash out at whomever they perceive to be their political enemies. You can expect that if anyone, anywhere is foolish enough to take credit for this attack, our military forces will be deployed to wipe them off the face of this earth. Now, folks, I'm going to remind you of what happened right after the Waco incident and then the Oklahoma City bombing. The press and the government, without any reason whatsoever, attacked American patriots and members of the militia nationwide. For that reason, I must tell you that all known patriot leaders in this country, even though patriots have had nothing whatsoever to do with this, and members of the militia, need to go underground immediately. Take steps to protect yourselves from arrest, persecution, armed attack, whatever may come out of this. It is absolutely necessary that you do this. This is not some weird thing that's going on here. This is a major terrorist attack upon the entire nation, upon the entire country, folks. And so we must take steps to protect ourselves. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Bill?
Yes, you're on the air.
It's Robin, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. Do you know what's happening, Robin?
Oh, sure.
Well, we're on the air with a worldwide broadcast right now.
Oh, you are?
You're on the air.
Can I call you later?
Well, I'm going to be on the air maybe all day and all night. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you on the air right now?
Yes, you're on the air. I've said it three times.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. I understand. Are you all right?
Yes.
Has anything...
Yes, they're talking about lots of bomb threats here in Atlanta.
Has anything happened in Atlanta?
No, they're telling people to take their kids out of school, and they've been bomb threats, and they closed the IBM building, evacuated it, and closed CNN, and that's all I know so far.
Okay, just remember that every wacko in the world is going to take this opportunity to try and cause chaos, in addition to the real threats that
they just declare martial law everywhere?
I expect that to happen at any moment.
Really?
Yes.
Can we get out of the city now?
I've been warning you for years. That's the worst place to be if there's a declaration of martial law.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'll call you later.
Okay, Robin.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Folks, please don't call in unless I open the phone. Right now, we're going to go to the feed from CNN and listen to that for a few moments and just keep you up to date. But here's, before we do that, listen very carefully, folks, to me. You've got to listen very carefully to me. You must not do anything at all that can be misinterpreted by anybody that you're a part of any of this. I don't care who you are. Take steps to protect yourselves and your loved ones, particularly if you are known patriot leaders or members of any militia. You saw what happened after the Oklahoma City bombing. No militia members, no patriots in this country were involved in any way with what happened there or with what happened in Waco. But the media and the government attacked militia members and American patriots viciously. And you can expect that that may be one of the outcomes of what has happened today. Also, would ask that all of you please say prayers for all of the people who have died or been injured or wounded in this terrible attack upon our country. And and for their families. The casualties are going to run into many thousands, ladies and gentlemen. And there's going to be some terrible repercussions from this, although we don't know exactly what those repercussions are going to be based upon past experience. We can expect some kind of attack upon American patriots and militia members. And we've been expecting this for many years. This is not something that has just come right out of the blue. So make sure that you do that. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Bill, this is Doyle.
Hi, Doyle.
Hey, I just was watching where Hoover Dam and State Route 93 were closed down completely.
Okay.
Now, I just wanted to let you all know.
Okay.
It was tentative earlier, and now they've done it officially, Arizona Department of Transportation.
Okay, we can expect that all potential targets, military targets of any kind, are going to be blocked off so that nobody's going to be able to get near them. And that includes major dams like Hoover Dam and, all the dams in the country are probably going to be isolated. Military installations are probably going to be closed to all civilian traffic, and you can expect probably roadblocks on the major highways.
Yes, yeah, and they did finally verify. This is on the Arizona News. They just spoke into the national that it is State Route 93 is closed officially, and all of Hoover Dam and all that.
Okay, thanks, Doyle.
All righty,
appreciate it.
All righty, bye,
folks. If you have reports from your area that are not appearing on the news of what's happening, call 520-333-4578. Now, here's something that you've absolutely got to pay attention to. I don't want to hear any rumors. I don't want to hear anything that's unsubstantiated. I don't want to hear anything that's passed through two or three people. If you absolutely know of something that's happening that the people in this country and the world need to know, call me and report it. Don't report rumors. Don't report anything that comes over your fax machine. Don't report anything that you hear from Alex Jones or any of his ilk. The only thing that I want to hear about are facts that you can either document or prove, or that you yourself are an eyewitness to, or that may be reported on your local media that is not reported on the national media. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a major attack not only upon the United States of America, but upon freedom. The outcome of this will redefine the word, and I suspect that freedom will no longer mean what it used to mean after this day. It will probably be redefined as freedom is whatever the law allows you to do. Rights are going to disappear, ladies and gentlemen. You see, I'm going to tell you this. When I was in the United States Air Force, this could not have happened. We had fighter planes on alert all over this country that would intercept and shoot down, if necessary, any aircraft that was flying in an airspace where it was not supposed to be, or that was flying into this country unidentified. That was taken care of through NORAD, North American Air Defense Command, out of Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Apparently, we no longer have that fighter air protection in this country. And one of the reasons why might have been so that something like this could happen. This is another step toward world totalitarian socialist government. And the outcome, the offshoot, I can guarantee you, is going to be legislation and laws coupled with martial law, and we can expect martial law nationwide to be declared sometime today. If it doesn't happen, it will sure shock the hell out of me. And it may already be in effect for certain areas of the country without public announcement. For instance, troops, United States Army units have been deployed in Washington, D.C.
To repeat for emphasis, John Roberts, that the president will be on videotape from Barksdale Air Force Base. Certainly there will be those from the Hate America centers who will take some satisfaction in the president of the United States cannot return to the White House immediately. On the other hand, the Secret Service and other agencies in matters such as this understandably want to be super safe, super cautious, and that's what they're doing under these circumstances. This is an unprecedented attack on American institutions, on the American people, on our own home ground, unprecedented. Never happened in this scale in the 20th century. Never has happened in the 21st century. This scene from ground level in New York, the World Trade Center area, shows you what the conditions there are. And Russ Mitchell is here with more details about New York hospitals being overwhelmed with the casualties. Russ?
That is correct. And New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says right now the city is utilizing some 50 hospitals in the area, and that's expected to climb to 100 hospitals by the end of the day. He is also urging residents to leave Lower Manhattan, the area where the World Trade Center towers were. Strange to say that, but where they were. As you've said several times today, Dan, all of New York is not on fire, but downtown Manhattan is awful chaotic, and complicating the situation is all subway service in Manhattan has been suspended. Subways, the way many people, millions of New Yorkers get to work every day, that subway service has been suspended. Therefore, people are being urged to walk, evacuate Lower Manhattan. Another concern that city officials have is many police officers and firefighters are believed to have been injured in the blast downtown this morning. And beyond New York, the U.S.-Mexico border has been closed, and the U.S.-Canada border has been closed as well.
Russ Mitchell, authorities in Washington immediately after the Pentagon was hit began deploying troops, including an infantry regiment. This is a precaution. The Situation Room at the White House is in full operation. Vice President Dick Cheney in charge, with Condoleezza Rice, head of the National Security Council, at his side with their...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you for certain, due to my experience on the command staff of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet during my service in the United States Navy, I can tell you now with the announcement that the border between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada have been closed. All aircraft across the nation have been grounded. All airports have been closed. A regiment of troops of the United States Army has been deployed in Washington, D.C. All government buildings have been closed. All government officials are now officially either ensconced in their underground protected hard site headquarters and command centers, or are on the way to those sites. And because of that, I can assure you, with no hesitation whatsoever, that martial law has already been declared nationwide in secret. No public announcement has been made, but that's the only way that these things can happen and are happening, is if the president has in fact issued a declaration of martial law nationwide for reasons that I don't know. This has not been announced to the public. But anybody who would be surprised at hearing that there is a state of national martial law in place right now, nationwide, anybody that would be surprised at that, I'd have to say, is playing with a full deck of cards. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you this absolutely for sure. There will be serious repercussions, not just here, but worldwide. You can expect military action to be taken against the suspected or known source of the people who carried this out imminently, wherever that source may be. I can tell you that if it's suspected that anybody in this country had anything to do with it, there may be strikes launched against known patriot leaders and American militia units, even though I can assure you, because I am in contact with these people all over this country, that no American patriot or militia unit would ever, in their wildest dreams, attack the Pentagon, Camp David, or the World Trade Center towers. If the militia were to attack anyone, it would have been the United Nations building. None of these other targets would even occur to any American patriot or any militia as a target in any attempt to restore constitutional Republican government in this country. So, and I have no idea who carried this out, but I know exactly why these attacks were launched. They need excuses, ladies and gentlemen, not just here, but worldwide, to continue to pass laws to strip people of their rights and of their freedoms, and to disarm people in order to bring the world under the umbrella of a world totalitarian socialist government. As you can see, this indicates that that if terrorists want to strike somewhere, there's not much you can do to stop it. Now, there was a lot of things that we could have done to stop these particular attacks. And years ago, the mechanism was in place so that these things could not have happened. And you can be assured of that. Anybody who served in the United States Air Force with the North American Air Defense Command, either in the headquarters in Cheyenne Mountain or with the many fighter units that were stationed at air bases all across this country that had alert aircraft sitting on the runway ready to take off at a moment's notice, should anybody try anything like this. It's incredible that the government knew that all of these aircraft had been hijacked. They knew this. They knew it. And they are able to monitor on radar where these aircraft are flying. Just the sheer number of aircraft that were all hijacked at the same time should have indicated to the government that something terrible was going to happen, and they should have had fighters in the air to intercept and shoot these planes down. Why they didn't is a question that's going to have to be asked, and somebody is going to have to answer those questions. Anyone who had been on the inside, who knew that so many planes had been hijacked all at the same time and didn't try to do anything about it, or didn't understand that these planes might have been hijacked in order to fly into American targets as terrorist acts, should never have been in any position in our government of any kind of official capacity whatsoever, because that should have been an obvious indication that these things were imminent. And by imminent, I mean as soon as all those planes were hijacked at once, they should have known something like this was going to happen. We'll take your phone calls, 520-333-4578 from across the country. If you have something to report that is not being reported on the major news, we need to hear about it. We don't want to hear about rumor. We don't want to hear anything that's unsubstantiated. If something's going on in your local area that is not being broadcast on the national news, we need to hear about that. There are rumors flying all over the country. Right here in this valley, the Round Valley in Arizona, Eager and Springerville, some people are in a full panic. We have reports of people calling their homes and telling their spouses to take their children out of school because the school is going to be bombed. Those reports are false. There is no indication whatsoever, if you're listening in the Round Valley, that anyone in this valley is in any danger from anyone at all. There is no threat to the schools. There is no threat to any government buildings here. In fact, there is no threat at all in this valley. So if you're listening and you're afraid that those things are going to happen here, the thing that you better fear is if troops show up to enforce martial law. There's no reason why they should come to this valley, but it's not out of the question. 520-333-4578 is the number. Once again, it is obvious. It is obvious that a declaration of martial law has been declared nationwide. All airports have been shut down. All airplanes are grounded. The borders have been closed between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada. And troops have been deployed in Washington, D.C. The government has gone underground. Good evening. You're on the air. Well, good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Okay, all right. You got me. Okay. I'm calling from New York. I'm in New York. I'm in Queens.
Uh-huh.
All right. I guess you give... All right. Should I give a name or give a name?
Well, you don't need to give a name. You can if you want to.
All right. I have a shortwave radio. Also, you sound very faded here. I was just going to say, I don't know what it is, but I'm tuned to BCQ, and you normally at night you can sound clear as a bell, and now you sound very faded.
In the daytime, shortwave reception
because of the sun
is much less hearable because of the propagation caused by the sun.
The sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, I'm tuning up and down the AM dial. All I keep hearing is the same thing. They're sensational, the same sensationalism that they do, that they've been doing, you know, what the media typically does, you know, making this thing some kind of, and I'm not sure whether it's the government or not, and I'm wondering if it probably is with some of the points you're making, and also also immediately when I tuned the radio on, they sound like they knew that the plane was hijacked, they knew everything that was happening, either almost like as if before it happened.
Well, they knew everything that was happening for sure, and they knew instantly as soon as those planes had been hijacked. Absolutely. Whether or not, we don't know who is behind this, but I can tell you that most of the terrorist organizations in the world were created by some intelligence organization.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm having a problem here with this radio. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just leave your radio off.
No, yes. Okay.
Okay, you have anything else to report?
I didn't see it, so I can't, you know, I can't report it because I wasn't actually there at the time.
Is there anything on the local news that has not been reported on the national news?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a television. I could get one, but I just didn't bother. They have so much crap on TV that I could buy one right now, but I just don't even bother with TV, so I usually stick to radio, tell you the truth. I don't use television at all.
Okay.
I haven't looked at TV in about 5 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the good work.
Bye. Folks, I can tell you that I was watching television when the towers collapsed. First, the South Tower, and then the North Tower collapsed. I believe that's the order in which they collapsed. I could be mistaken. There were so many emergency personnel and people who had rushed to try to help the people who were trapped inside of those towers and, of course, who were trying to evacuate the towers that when they came down, I can assure you that an awful lot of emergency personnel, firemen, policemen, paramedics were caught by those falling buildings. And so the number of people who initially began rescue attempts and emergency firefighting and you know, maintaining order in that area have been injured or killed. There are at least minimum 50,000 people who worked in those two towers. You can reasonably expect many thousands of deaths and many more thousands of people injured, maimed, or wounded. This is not just an attack upon the United States. It's an attack upon freedom around the world. This is an attack upon humanity, as a matter of fact. And because of it, freedom will be redefined. You saw what happened after Waco. You saw what happened after the Oklahoma City bombing. You've seen the draconian legislation, the Anti-Terrorist Act, the unconstitutional things that are going on all over the country because of exactly what you're seeing today, and you can expect it to become a lot worse. Freedom will be redefined. Rights are going to disappear. This is not a guess. This is exactly what's going to come out of this. Good evening, you're on the air. Or I should say good morning. Hello?
Oh, sorry to call you back. Just one very important thing. Do you still have your newspaper available? Your Kaji or
no?
Is that, no.
No.
There's no newspaper to subscribe to.
No.
Any tapes more for sale?
It's on the internet. WilliamCooper.com.
All right. What if you don't have a computer? Can you order it through mail with a?
No. It's all on the internet.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
520-333-4578. Now, please don't call unless you have something to report, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I'm not going back to the reports on C-SPAN or anything else is because these people are whipping up a hysteria. They really are. Here's what's happened so far, and this is all that has happened. Two commercial-sized jet aircraft have crashed into each of the twin towers of the World Trade Center buildings. Both of those towers have collapsed in upon themselves. There are many, many thousands of people who are dead, wounded, or maimed. Not only who were in the building, but many of the rescue workers and firemen and police officers and just plain citizens who had rushed into that area to try to help people have been killed or wounded also because of the collapse of the buildings. You have to understand when something that large comes down, it affects a large area around it. And the destruction is probably quite extensive. Anything else has been able to get in there, and probably, you know, won't for some time. Another airplane, a commercial-sized jetliner, has crashed into the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been evacuated. The damage that jet did was so extensive that even initially, the tower of flames and smoke were hundreds of yards wide and went couple of thousand feet up into the air. So the damage and destruction of the Pentagon is extensive. There was a report, and it's been confirmed, that another jet commercial type plane has crashed into the ground short of what appears to be, what might have been its target, Camp David. And that's an indication that this attack may have come from the Middle East, because a lot of people over there were very angry at the Camp David Accords that tried to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians. The thing that's so strange about it is that it was the Israelis who had the most anger about the Camp David Accords, not the Palestinians. The Palestinians that have been shown on the major networks and cable news stations are jubilant. I can't understand how anyone could be happy about killing so many thousands and thousands of people. But the Palestinians are demonstrating a tremendous celebration and happiness over this, which does not bode well for them. I can tell you that right now. That could cause a backlash from the American people against Palestinians everywhere. And folks, please don't do that, because Palestinians who live in this country, who may have come from that area of the world, do not necessarily agree with the politics that's going on in the Middle East. So, you know, don't strike out at innocent people, please. Just, you know, be cool, be calm. Don't let the major media whip you up into a hysteria. Just understand that there's going to be repercussions here. If you're a known patriot leader or member of a militia, you need to go underground for your own protection simply because of what has happened in the past. The media and the government lashes out at whoever it considers to be its enemy at times like this, and we already know that they're scared to death of American patriots and militia members, even though none of these people have had anything to do with any kind of terrorist activity, and wouldn't. They're American patriots. They love this country. We do want to restore a constitutional Republican government, but what you've seen this morning is not the way to do it. Period. Absolutely is not the way to do it. No American patriot, no American militia participated in any of the events that have happened today. There are rumors flying everywhere. Don't listen to rumors. Don't fly off the deep end. Don't run out and jump off the pier. Don't listen to people like Alex Jones, whom I can tell you already is going to be one of these fly off the deep end nuts. Martial law, I can tell you right now, is in effect nationwide. Both borders between Mexico and Canada are closed. All airports are closed. All planes are grounded. Seaports are closed now. Several governors have called up the National Guard. The state of Maryland is under martial law. A regiment of United States Army troops has been deployed in Washington, D.C. And that's all we know right now. The government has closed down. All government buildings in Washington, D.C. have been evacuated. The government has been moved to its hard site underground locations. The president will not be going to the White House. I don't care what they tell you on the news. He will be going to his underground hard site command post, wherever that may be, Mount Weather or elsewhere. There are many of them that, you know, there's not just one. There's many of them that he could go to. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I predicted that all of these things were going to happen years ago. Warned you what the outcome would be. And folks, this is not about the Middle East. It's not about Osama bin Laden terrorist. It's about world totalitarian socialist government. You're going to see some draconian laws passed to try to prevent this from happening in the future. At least that's going to be the excuse. And we'll just have to wait and see what the government is going to implement and put into place. Please don't panic. Don't spread rumors. Don't tell lies. Don't participate in the insanity that's already going on. There's lots of wackos and nuts across this country calling in bomb threats and doing a number of very, very stupid things. And I can assure you there are people tracing them down. And if you're one of them, you're going to find yourself behind bars real quick. So don't do it. If you are doing it, stop it now. Just stop it. Don't spread rumors like have been going around the Round Valley here. People have been spreading a rumor that somebody's going to blow up the school. That is not true. That is not true. And if you hear anybody saying that, tell them to shut their mouth. Just tell them to shut up and go away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the worst days in the history of the entire world, not just the United States. Not just the United States. Terrorism has a goal. The goal is to strip freedom from the population of the world. You can bet on it. That will be the outcome. Freedom will be redefined or disappear altogether. And we have known for many years that these kinds of things have been planned, have been in the works. We didn't know the time period that they would happen. If you read my book, this is exactly the scenario that I described. I named the city, New York. Unbelievable. It's twice now they've hit the World Trade Center buildings. Somebody should have known. Somebody should have taken the precautions necessary to prevent these kinds of things from happening. We've all known. It's been discussed. People have ventured speculation that somebody could fly an airplane into the White House or into the Pentagon or into a major target somewhere here in the United States of America. So, it's not as if nobody suspected that anything like this could happen. It's one of the first things that anyone would think of. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill, good afternoon. I'm calling from New Jersey, watching the local news here.
Uh-huh.
Early this morning, about, well, I say about 10 minutes after it happened, one of the news stations received a phone call from a person inside one of the buildings, actually calling for help to help him get out of there.
Uh-huh.
He reported that the whole core inside of the building was blown out and all the elevator shafts were blown out. It was the first time he heard about it, and that was the last time. The news said, well, let's see if we can get somebody up there to help him. So that would do some, I guess, with the structural integrity of the building, whether it was, he said that the windows blew out from the inside, all the papers rushed from the inside of the building all the way out to all the windows that got blown out. So that was on Channel 7 News. I have that on videotape, so when I get a chance, I'll get a copy of that out to you.
So somebody phoned from inside the building.
Yes, he was more concerned about getting help. He's not really like reporting what's going on. He said,
yeah.
I'm stuck. The doors are jammed. I can't get out. The whole core of the building is gone. All I know is that he was on the 86th floor, I believe.
Well, here's one of the strangest things. You see, it wasn't just those planes flying into those buildings. It couldn't
right.
be. Because those planes hit almost at the top of the building. They were in the top third or one quarter of those towers and could not have injured the structural integrity of the building on the bottom. Also, the only place that fire was occurring was at that area and above.
That's what caused me suspicion as to why the whole building would collapse.
Something blew up on the major structural buildings down at the bottom of those buildings that brought them down, I can assure you of
that's
that.
That's why I suspected that, why, you know, the whole core of the building was blown out.
Yeah.
I mean,
what happened to the World Trade Center buildings today, towers today, is exactly what happened in Oklahoma City. It wasn't that truck parked out on the street that brought that building down.
Right.
You can't bring down a building like that by flying a plane into the top quarter of it or blowing up a truck full of fertilizer in the street. You have to have charges placed upon the main structural building, main structural members of the building in order to bring something like that down. Remember, these are steel-reinforced concrete buildings.
Correct.
This is strong. They're called hard targets in military jargon. And the only way to affect a hard target is with placed charges on the main structural members.
Correct. Well, I mean, recollect years back when that bomber hit the Empire State Building. All it did was take out a couple of floors. That didn't come down. And I think aviation fuel is a little more volatile than jet fuel. So, and that building stayed wrecked.
Yep.
So that's all I can say. That's all I know. That's different than what the national media has been talking about. But I thought you might want to know that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Bill.
520-333-4578. If you have something to report that is happening that is not appearing on the major network news, or something has happened that I have not reported here, please call in your report to 520-333-4578 so we can get it on the air. Make sure that you know what you're talking about. No rumors, no hysteria, none of those things. Okay, folks? Once again, to recap, both World Trade Center towers have come down after large commercial jet aircraft had crashed into the top, appeared to me, the top quarter of the two buildings, not the top third, but the top quarter of both buildings. But the buildings came down, folks. I mean, collapsed upon themselves all the way to the ground. A jet plane crashing into the top quarter of those buildings can't do that. It's absolutely impossible. Somebody had to have placed charges upon the main structural members that support the buildings somewhere at the ground level in order to bring those buildings down like they fell, just like the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. That fertilizer truck parked on the street did not bring that building down. It was supported by major columns of steel-reinforced concrete, which are hard targets. I know all about hard targets. I fought in a war. I went to booby trap school. The Navy taught me how to bring down hard targets, and they told me the only way that it could be done, and that's with shaped charges placed upon the main structural members. Airplanes flying into the top of those buildings did not bring those buildings down, and if you believe they did, you know, there's air between your ears. And there shouldn't be. There should be some brain material in there. If you don't believe me, talk to explosives experts, talk to demolition people who bring down buildings routinely, and they'll tell you exactly how hard it is to do it. It is very difficult to bring down a building that is built with as a hard target, as steel-reinforced concrete. And those buildings were. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is this is a major attack upon the United States of America, but even more than that, it's a major attack upon freedom worldwide. And you're going to see some serious repercussions happen from all of the terrible things that have occurred this morning. It's one of the worst days in human history. Martial law exists right now. Whether they have stated it publicly or not, it is in effect right now. They have closed all airports, all seaports. They've grounded all aircraft. They have closed the border between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada. You can expect the government to, at any time, make a public or formal declaration of martial law, or they may decide to keep it secret for a while. They've deployed a regiment of troops in Washington, D.C. Several governors have called up the National Guard. Martial law exists in the state of Maryland. The National Guard is being deployed there. All government buildings in Washington, D.C. and in some states have been evacuated. The government of the United States of America is in its hard target command centers and underground installations. The ones who aren't there yet are on the way to those places. The president is on his way to his hard underground command center. He will not go to the White House. You can expect some serious things to happen, both in this country and probably abroad. I expect that the military is already preparing to strike somewhere at a nation or nations that have harbored terrorists. I don't believe that they're going to get Osama bin Laden. The CIA created Osama bin Laden, in case you weren't aware of that. And the Bush family has been doing business with the bin Laden family for many years. And I'm not making that up. That's a fact. They have intertwining investments in their business dealings. I think I talked about a little bit of it on a broadcast not too long ago. All of you who thought that George Bush was going to save this country, boy, were you mistaken. Gosh. Big mistake. Let's go see what's happening in the major venue and see if we can catch up if anything new has happened. I don't think anything new has happened, or somebody would have called. If you have something to report that I have not reported, that you know is fact, or that has been reported in your local news area that has not appeared on the national media, then I want you to call 520-333-4578 and report it here. No rumor. Don't repeat what comes in over your fax machine. I don't want to hear anything that comes out of the mouth of anybody like Alex Jones or his ilk. And be very careful. Don't allow yourself to be stirred up into a state of hysteria or anything like that. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm glad I got a shortwave. I just wanted to report the fact that all the primaries in New York State have been canceled, the primaries for governor and so forth, or all elections.
Almost everything has been canceled nationwide, including sports games, literally everything.
Right. Right. And so, you know, it's affecting every aspect of our lives, and even our you know, our ability to get out and vote.
Yeah.
So thanks for your truthful comments and not allowing people to get on there and just make statements that can't be proven.
Well, that's unfortunately, that's happening all over the place. The major media is just absolutely going nuts. They're whipping the country up into a state of hysteria. People like Alex Jones are going to, I just hate to think of what those people are going to do.
Yeah, and I listened to the shortwave a lot, and they were attacking you Friday or Saturday night on The Right Perspective. I like that show, but they were attacking you because you said that we hadn't landed on the moon or something. I mean,
we haven't.
Well,
let me put it this way.
Huh?
I've always said, I don't know if we landed on the moon or not. We just didn't do it in the Apollo space program. All of the photographs and all the videotape that they've shown us is total fake. It's all fake. Anybody with any education in photography or studio lighting can prove it in 10 seconds flat with no problems. And that's just one of the things that's wrong with all of that stuff.
Well, my point on that is the fact that what few people are that are trying to do things by just facts, like what you're trying to do, if we all go around shooting each other in the foot, it just takes away the credibility of all of us.
Well, be careful. There's some people who need to be shot in the foot. There are other people out there pretending to be patriots, pretending to be disseminating the truth, that are actually working for the people who want to destroy constitutional Republican government and put the world under socialism. And, you know, I don't know, maybe those guys in The Right Perspective are part of that.
Well, all I can say is,
I can tell you that Alex Jones for sure is, and so's Lieutenant Colonel James Bobo Gritz.
Well, Jones will be foaming at the mouth over this, and it'll all be a bunch of emotional tirade. But anyways, keep up the good work.
Okay. And don't, you know, be careful who you listen to. I've already heard reports of people saying that we're going to be attacked by the communist Chinese and by the Russians because of this. This is all a diversion. And it's a lie. It is a lie. We are not going to be attacked by communist China or by Russia at all. Period. Period. At least not today. So don't listen to people who are spreading those rumors. The rumors are flying like crazy everywhere. And they're all, they're lies. They're lies. What I've told you on this broadcast is what has happened. And so far, that is all that has happened. So don't go off the deep end. Don't go crazy. There are some things that we can expect reasonably because of what has happened in the past. When the Oklahoma City Alfred P. Mura Federal Building was brought down, and all those people were killed without any reason whatsoever, they attacked American patriots and members of the militia all across this country, and for several years we were the brunt of vicious, terrible lies and attacks from all quarters. Fundamentalist religious groups were also attacked. You can expect the same thing to happen again. You can expect people in their anger and in their hurt and in their emotion to lash out at people in their communities who may be from the Middle East. These things you can expect to happen because we know that they have happened in the past. It happened when the first attack upon the World Trade Center building. It happened after the Oklahoma City bombing. Fundamentalist religious groups were attacked across this nation when the government went in and murdered all of those people in Waco, Texas, even though those people had never hurt anybody in their entire history. I mean, it was just insane. So you can expect some of those things to happen again. And you need to take steps to protect yourself if you belong to one of the groups that may be attacked because of this, either by the press or by the government. If you're a known patriot leader or member of the militia, because martial law has been declared, you may be targeted to be arrested and detained. Take steps to protect yourselves. Remember, once they get rid of American patriots and militia members, if that, in fact, is going to be a part of this, there will be nobody to fight for freedom in this country. So you cannot allow it to happen to you. You must protect yourselves. So please, do it. Now, 520-333-4578 is the number if you've got anything to call in and report that you know is happening. We don't want to hear rumor. Don't want to hear anything repeated that somebody like some fax network might have sent to you on your fax machine. I don't want to hear anything that you read that somebody sent you an email, period, at all. I only want to hear facts. And facts are either what you witness or what you can say is printed in a newspaper or announced over the air, although those are not necessarily facts. If they're reported, they have a greater chance of being true than anything else that you're going to hear. If something's being reported in your local area that has not been reported on the major news networks or cable news networks, please call me at 520-333-4578 so that we can get it on the air. If you know something personally, you're a witness that has happened in your area, we want to know about that also. Otherwise, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to add to the confusion and the hysteria and the terrible things that are already going on. So please, folks, be careful what you say and what you pass on. Make sure that you don't pass on rumors. Don't get hysterical. Don't repeat some of the stuff that you're going to be hearing on television and on the radio that is obviously just designed to whip people up into maybe doing some very bad things. So let's go see what's going on.
United States, an idea, a good enough idea about who might be responsible for this to take military action. Jamie, you've been covering the Pentagon for many years now. Did you ever think you'd be getting briefings in the military quick mart next door?
You know, we thought at times about what would happen if there were an attack on the Pentagon, because the Pentagon would seem to be a prime target. We always anticipated, of course, that the attack would be on the other side, where the offices of the Defense Secretary and all the high-ranking brass is. Instead, it was on this side of the building. And you run through your mind various scenarios about how it might be to cover it, but I never expected the enormity of this story. This is just, it's incomprehensible. There have been, every time I stop to actually think about what's happened and the loss of life involved and the loss of personal freedom that we're all going to experience as the security titans after this, it really does make you want to cry.
Speaking of tight security, you ran into security problems. Your producer did, was held at gunpoint immediately after.
Well, folks, you just heard confirmation of what I've been telling you. Just in case you think I'm some kind of a wacko or nut, I'm not. I've been studying this scenario for years. When I was in the Office of Naval Intelligence and the Naval Security and Intelligence, when I was on the staff of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, I saw the whole plan for bringing this all about. I knew what was going to happen years ago. I warned you. I told you exactly what was going to happen. I wrote about it in my book. You just heard one of the reporters on C-SPAN echo what I've been telling you. He said there's going to be a tremendous reduction in freedom because of what has happened to this. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm not some wacko nut, folks. I've done more research than you could even think of even wanting to do on what's happening in this country and around the world and what's coming as a result of it. I know what I'm talking about. And not only do I know it, but I have documented over the years. I've given you all the documentation, told you exactly where to go. None of this is hidden. They haven't even tried to hide any of it. It's all the truth. Now they're trying to make you believe that two airplanes flew into the top of the World Trade Center Tower buildings, and that caused the buildings to collapse all the way to the ground. And that's not true. The only way those buildings could be brought down is if there were shape charges placed upon the main structural buildings at ground level in order to bring those towers down to the ground. And that's exactly what happened. Also, it would be just as they started to come down, there were huge explosions that echoed all across Manhattan. And, explosions, folks, are explosions. So, you know, what we're going to see come out of this is exactly what you just heard that reporter say.
Certainly are not. Clearly, we need to have improved intelligence to deal with this situation. This is about the first line of defense against terrorism.
is a very difficult nut for us to crack. In this instance, for instance, the basic intelligence is done by the FBI because it's inside the United States. But on the other hand, we almost assume that the perpetrators are from overseas and therefore the CIA is involved. But getting the right leads and getting the right information is a very difficult proposition. I think we also have to enlist the support of our friends overseas, the French, the British, the Germans, and so on, so that we have a clearinghouse whereby little pieces of intelligence that come in from one place or another all get funneled into the same central point. And some piece that you think is not important, perhaps, becomes very important when you add it to two or three other pieces that you've got.
Admiral, I mean, we're talking about four passenger jets that are hijacked. One crashes in western Pennsylvania. One goes into the Pentagon. Two go into the World Trade Center. Shouldn't there have been an alarm someplace? I mean, these obviously the pilots of these American and United jets didn't fly these jets into the building. These were trained pilots who hijacked these airliners.
No question about it. This is a very sophisticated operation, and one would hope that there would be some clues and that our intelligence would pick them up. I will say again, though, that it's a very tough...
Now, let me tell you, folks, that's Admiral Stansfield Turner. If, when I was in the Office of Naval Intelligence, I was able to put my hands on and read Operation Majority, which was the plan to bring about world government after terrorist attacks exactly like this, strip the freedoms from the American people, then I know full well that Admiral Stansfield Turner also saw and read those documents and knew exactly what was going to happen before it did. He said it was a very sophisticated operation, and of course it is. Exactly like the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, there had to be placed shaped charges on the main reinforced concrete structural members of the World Trade Center towers that